As part of the centennial celebration at the University of Texas at El Paso, KTEP presents Minor Minutes. Today is day 51 in the countdown to UTEP's centennial year.
On this Veterans Day, UTEP will be honoring all of the servicemen and women, both veterans and active duty, who are part of the UTEP community.
For nearly a decade, UTEP has nurtured a close relationship with the United States military.
The school's first campus was a repurposed military institute. After a fire, the school moved to its present location and sold the first campus to Fort Bliss.
Many distinguished officers in the military have studied and graduated from our halls, including Lieutenant James B. Buster Biggs, who was a member of the first class of the Texas College of Mines and for whom Biggs Airfield at Fort Bliss is named, and Brigadier General Samuel L.A. Marshall, the university's first recipient of the Distinguished Alumni Award.
Today, UTEP is at the head of a national network of 2- and 4-year colleges working to help veterans, active duty soldiers, and their dependents strive for success.
Over 1,000 military-affiliated students are currently enrolled at UTEP, and the university continues to assist the military through its academic affairs and research programs.
Veterans Day activities will be taking place today at the UTEP Union Plaza North and will include a Wall of Honor featuring pictures of family members or loved ones who have served, a military uniform display, and a fallen soldier table.
To learn more about the centennial celebration at UTEP, visit UTEP100years.com. That's UTEP, numerals 100years.com. With today's Minor Minute, I'm Luis Sanz.
And I'm Norma Martinez.